You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. It's the 5th of November, 2022, and the show's called Thought Crime Live. I'm your host, Stephen Douglas Whitener. I'm going to try to keep myself together, y'all. A year ago today was a very, very rough day in my life and in the history of RBN when Mr. Stadmiller passed away. I often talk about RBN as Mr. Stadmiller's neighborhood, and I never had the opportunity to speak with him directly, but I feel certain that we've gotten along. I respect him very much and was aware of the work he'd done for years. And I'll say that I feel at home in Mr. Stadmiller's neighborhood with y'all listeners a lot of times more than I do in the neighborhood where I actually live. And it was a year ago today. It was a Friday, and I was planning to come on and do a anniversary show with my co-host today, Mr. Richard Carey, who is host of Beyond the Official Narrative weekdays at noon Central on RBN. And we were going to do a show about the anniversary of Bill Cooper's assassination. Would have been 20 years to the day. It's 21 years to the day that happened today. And yesterday on Beyond the Official Narrative, Mr. Carey and I were able to do that show. We felt it was, that seemed appropriate. And just, I am very grateful for that, for Mr. Stadmiller's life, for RBN, for the listeners. At this time last year and for the rest of the year, things going on in my life were very, very dark. And I know that there are people out there. I could feel the good intentions of the people who listen to us. And I'm more than honored and grateful to be able to follow Fair and Shove too. I mean, that's terrific. I had helped fill in. We did a roundtable when Farron was missing, and I respect his audience very much, and thank you guys for listening especially. And with that, I'd like to bring on my co-host, who without this I wouldn't be here too, Mr. Richard Carey. Richard, do you remember a year ago today?
Yes, I do, Stephen, and thank you for inviting me as your guest today. That was pretty rough. I mean, it was little bit, about an hour and a half or so, I want to say, maybe a little less before my show, when I was notified from Julie. And it was actually, had already been like an hour or more since she had the news. John actually called the station, spoke to Julie on his floor in his living room with this heart incident having overtaken him, had him on his floor. He had in the past, she said, at times when not feeling too well, exaggerated on the phone, joking, like, I'm dying, I'm sure when I'll come in. Or, you know, and so at first she actually had had to be sure he was even serious. And so, yeah, she was devastated on her way to the hospital, but he wasn't. He was just, I guess, in critical condition when I spoke to her. And so, the schedule was canceled for the day, and then received the news a bit later. It was so chilling because we were, planning for covering William Cooper's assassination 20 years prior to the day. And for this to happen, even if it weren't any nefarious origin, which no one has had any reason to suggest, it was just really, just really, well,
profound, I guess, maybe. Profound in the sense that Mr. Stadmiller was at least to the level of Bill Cooper in 20 years before in trying to expose people to the truth. I mean, the truth calls you, I think, is what happens to people like us. It's people talk about having a calling to, you know, ministry or preach or something for some religious reason. But once there are certain people, once they learn the truth, and it's just like, they have to try to spread it. Rudy Dent talked about this with us before too, and Mr. Stadmiller, I think, is definitely one of those that the truth called, and he gave his all for it, and I'm very grateful for that, and for RBN listeners too, who have helped this station continue to function and even thrive. I hope in the future, it's like we don't, like some caller last time said, don't want to be a big target, but to maintain this level of freedom of speech and association and discussion that we can have one with each other, especially the listeners to this to this network. It means a great deal to me. I'm very grateful for it. So I wanted to acknowledge that to begin with, that it was just like a punch in the gut when that happened to me. It was coming off of a high note that Paul Edward Stevenson had addressed this gathering, the Patriotic Alternative over in the UK. They had this gathering together and were standing up to that. And then just a couple of days later for this to happen was just, it was really bad. It punched me pretty hard, but we're still here, and I'm grateful we're still here. And it's thanks to people like you, Richard, and to all the listeners at RBN that we are.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to continue in John's honor, and we have the board ops doing just that this past year already. But again, I mean, it was quite a, I don't know, you know, I mean, I think for me, it shows that there's some sort of universal intelligence beyond, you know, what we've confirmed. Just that same day for the two of these men to leave us. I think that, as I was trying to allude to, in some way has significance, but it's a passing of the torch, I think, if it's anything. And I mean, John, he wouldn't want, as much as this weekend we're trying to memorialize and welcome people to call in and share whatever they would like, it's John would want us to get back to the fight and the information we need to spread to accomplish a better future for our children and our country, you know. And I mean, some people scoff at patriotism because they think we've gone so far off the rails. But at the same time, this is the freest country we've had in the history of the world. And once you give away freedom, once you give more power, it's going to be damn hard to get anyone to ever give it up again, to give it back to you, that freedom. There's no way that you know, that you could dismiss the logic in that, and yet we have people who want to accelerate without trying to improve the minds who are replacing. You know, the passing on of that torch needs to be with the right information. We can have a collapse, and no one will have a bunch of woke millennials and Zoomers who won't know what to do. And we'll fall right into the Hegelian trap with the solutions all set up for them. It's already being staged right now. But John would want to get right to the issues. He'd say, okay, I'm glad that you've had nice things to say about me, but let's move on. Now, nonetheless, I am actually still going to, what I had planned, play those clips of John Stadmiller for the National Intel Report audience. The ones I played for my show the week after he passed, this coming Wednesday on the National Intel Report, I'll do that. And that way they'll all be in a single show. Well, it'll be two files, but you know, for the archive, for anyone who would like to review those, listen to those again in future, for that matter. And I really liked what everyone had to say. John Twitchell did the Friday National Intel with Roger Landry, and Steve Elkins joined. See, 15 minutes into the second hour, they all had a lot of great things to share. And no, I thought it was very appropriate. Live radio, that was appropriate. But yeah, I am going to play those clips as well. Maybe better this, you know, this future week after the this tragic date today, 1 year ago. But again, the economy and the machinations of Zionism, those are some strong points John never backed down from. You know, the economy, he saw how this is the way we're manipulated. And then he saw who these banksters are. I was listening to their theme song today, the lyrics, Masters of War. Yes. You know, who are these masters of war, Stephen? Well, they're the private central bankers, right? I mean, this is the current era of war that's been refined more to a science, perhaps, than in the past. People we hear about, like Genghis Khan, perhaps haven't even refined it to the way people are deceived. In spite of all of the information in this so-called information age,
it just leads to their mechanisms for propaganda just as much. So we have what these private central bankers who are Jewish occultists, elite Jewish bankers, who are these masters of war. And, you know, we have to recognize who our enemy is. That's something, I mean, John did a whole series, 10 hours, discussing Zionism for people. But that, of course, covers Jewish power overall. And the amount he would name names, as people were pointing out in earlier broadcasts this weekend, regarding these Jews in power, that is important. You know, just spouting random blanket sort of statements, that doesn't do us any good. You know, but pointing out the facts with your sources all there, all your ducks in a row, like John would do, John Stadmiller, like Dr. David Duke does and has in his books so eloquently, irrefutably, with, I mean, My Awakening has over 1,000 references. You know, that's the kind of journalistic integrity I'm talking about. And John always cared about that. I heard, was it John Twitchell mentioning that yesterday on the Intel, that when he was speaking privately with John, John was coaching him a bit, you know, and getting into radio. He hadn't really done it much before RBN. Mr. Twitchell, that is. And yes, you want to find multiple sources whenever possible. I admit I have some trusted sources where I know that they have vetted from multiple, but still I should probably not be so trusting of some of my source material and do that more regularly, independently of my faith in what I go to for regulars. We all have a few, you know, regular go-tos with our websites, with our headlines. But no, it's really, you don't want to be led by the nose, you know, because even the independent media is led by, okay, we're going to talk about this and this week, and then these three things next week. And then you'll see all the independent media sites parroting each other's articles, well, republishing them. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it's so easy for, and we are controlled, the same COINTELPRO and Operation Mockingbird in the independent media in the internet age, as was going around decades prior. So, you know, yeah, I've always agreed with John on my own, though, that the economy is something they always be hitting people with. And right now, the cost of living, the inflation, the fuel, and the scams. You know, Biden's trying to turn everything green. But, yeah, I mean, maybe, green. We could touch on that a bit as well. But I did want to mention how, getting back to my original reference to Masters of War, I mean, this morning I'm seeing everything around us showing just further attempts at escalation. You know, in this war scapegoat agenda for everything from economics to culture war goals. I mean, even the Kalergi plan is being aided by this Ukrainian conflict, which keeps escalating. So we have, Bulgarian parliament suddenly do a U-turn, voting to an overwhelmingly positive U-turn, that is, with the votes, to send arms to Ukraine, where it's clear that someone got to them at the last minute and said, hey, no, this isn't something you have a choice in. And, you know, we have to save the world for transgenders, right? But seriously, that people see that as one of the real things out there. It is a culture war that they're trying to send a message to the rest of the world through Russia. They're trying to set an example. You want to be traditionalist? That's not gonna fly anymore, not in white nations. For our agenda, you know, maybe you can keep that going in Asian nations and black nations for a little while longer in the next century. But the World Economic Forum says that's done for white nations. You know, that's the message. Turkey is saying that Finland and Sweden have not done enough to join NATO. But there's all this talk right now, and so many countries are joining NATO or about to, Stephen. And that's more of my point, where they want a larger fuel, food, inflation crisis, and they also want as much of a war as possible to suit all of their agendas as a scapegoat.
Exactly. They want as much of a war as possible to suit all of their agendas, which only one of them is, of course, profit. I was thinking back to the way that Patton could have ended the war early, World War II, and they took away his food and fuel so that that war would continue, and we would have to get into a deeper, deeper well so that they would gain more control. And that has been the agenda repeated over and over again, and you can see it happening now, just as you said, in Ukraine and everywhere. We've given the Ukrainians all these weapons, and you know, just and they just want to continue pouring money down that well and blood and death. And it's disgusting. I mean, it just really is disgusting that they continue to do that. I don't see that there's going to be much difference in that between the people who are elected that are running now. We don't take away the power, the money power from these people, these masters of war, to manipulate the public, then they'll just keep pushing us this way. It's very frustrating to see. And I'm reminded that Mr. Stadmiller and Mark Kernicke went around this country even before RBN was forming militias, forming groups of people, local groups, to be allied and know each other and stand together in the event, well, just in life in general, too. This is the kind of thing that we need to reestablish in our communities, because it's been destroyed with this money power and this propaganda. And I really respect that about him as well. And I try my best to emulate that in my own life the last couple of years, too, especially the last year or so. And I encourage all our listeners to do the same. That's what the real power of this is. The real power is that when you go out and you meet people who agree with you, that it on all levels, you know, racially and on freedom, and try to preserve your freedom and hold these scumbags accountable who are supposedly your leaders, then things change, and not before. And I don't know how we're going to do that. I don't see the voting box fixing this because of the way that the fraud has gone. I mean, these just ridiculous that they're going to count these votes later on. It's going to take 4 or 5 days, you know, before we know all of the people. Ridiculous. That is, anywhere that happens, anywhere in this country that they say they have to count more votes more than today, they're stealing that. That should be a clear sign that that election's being stolen. And that's becoming obvious to people, just like I saw James Edwards tweet earlier. A lot of noticing is going on. You know, people are starting to notice a lot of those things that you described. I wanted to
echo. You're on Twitter again, huh? You're trusting the Elon wave.
No, not that. But I do have a Twitter, right? I do have a Twitter there, and I have a Telegram as well. Hey, we have the break coming up, folks. Richard and I will be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. like a cornered animal. The left, with veracity, is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm joined by co-host Richard Carey today. Richard, let me turn it back over to you before I go to we have a caller I want to get to, but let me is there anything else that you'd like to say before we take the call?
Well, I just was joking, of course, to you, and if you were even still checking out Twitter, I mean, sure, a lot of us, myself included, I'm curious to see how some people may attempt to, they're not getting all the memos and assuming, you know, attempt to post whatever they want. Of course, these people who have been removed, particularly Donald Trump, of course, even if he weren't that interested, just to reinstate him, just as a show of good faith would have been one indicator. But we're not just seeing the unlikelihood of that. He says a panel is going to review potential reinstatements. A lot of bureaucracy, like 15 panel members reduced from over 100 is supposed to be a good thing. But, I mean, he's already cowing down to the ADL, to the European Union. And we've had members of Congress as well chiming in. And he's already conceded, publicly stated, that he's going to concede to these demands. So, I mean, the ADL compliance, EU compliance level censorship is worse than anything on average for the U.S., for that matter. And yet, he spends $44 billion to do what? I think just to rebrand it, because most people know the initial headline. They're not going to hear about the stuff I just mentioned, and they're going to go back to Twitter. He can bring all of the virtual reality and transhumanist sort of selling points to Twitter, where the metaverse failed for Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook, being so ruined as a brand, like Monsanto. Mm-hmm. They needed to rebrand all this like Bayer with Elon and Twitter, I think.
I think that's a perfect analysis there. It's like Twitter has done its job for these people so far. It was triggering, well, there's that word again, the Arab Spring, Egypt, and all that happened under Obama. They were pulling these color revolutions all over the world using Twitter, Facebook, and social media. It is a weapon. It's a military weapon, was developed by the military. It was called LifeLog before it was Facebook. And that is that these masters of war have transformed and hybridized into the total full spectrum dominance that we're seeing now. And that's a perfect analysis of it, Richard. I think you're right. And now they want to pull this color revolution here again. They keep setting up more of the dominoes or more of the actors, scenarios that would potentially pull a full-blown color revolution, quote-unquote civil war in the United States with this politics. I think that that's going on, and I don't know that they haven't been successful yet, but they keep ramping it up and going in that direction. So, yeah, I don't have faith in Twitter or Elon or anyone. I mean, we are going to have to fix this ourselves. There's no – I don't know who with that much power has not been corrupted by it. No one – why do billionaires even exist in this on this planet? It just boggles my mind. What purpose, function do they even serve in universe? I really appreciate what you said. Was it Wednesday, one day this week, when you talked about the Federal Reserve Bank having a guillotine in the parking lot? Was that how it went? But yeah, sir. Close enough. I mean, it's maybe hyperbole, but you know, it is that evil. We need that extreme a solution. It's that the evil is that extreme. Yeah. Back to you, sir. Yeah, one more for I go. Yeah,
it is an important factor. I mean, you take away that Federal Reserve, the ability of these private institutions to create money at will, to bribe whomever they need to suit their agendas. And then you look at the Judaic tribal elite agendas connected to these private central banks. When you look at social engineering agendas, cultural revolution, history, when you look at the ties with communism is political Jewry. I believe that. Since I've heard it said, I've had time to ponder it, and I can't say I disagree, Stephen.
Yeah, it's frustrating. If we were able to print money out of thin air, charge interest on it, you can't do that, no. And the evil that's done with that power is what it would be one thing to turn that power to try to make the world a better place, but by put it into weaponry and killingry and social control instead of livingry and life. You know, we have these two different spectrums, I guess, on the alternative media. On one side is right. Oh, hear the break. Hey, and Ahmed, we'll get to the caller Ahmed when we come back, folks.
In its high. Ho, hey, I am.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Marching, I hear marching outside my window in the rain. I play checkers, I'm sick of checkers, I'm sick of the pain.
Everyone, you're listening to Thought Crime Live. It's November the 5th, 2022. I'm your host, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and I'm joined by co-host Mr. Richard Carey, who is the host of Beyond the Official Narrative, every weekdays at noon on RBN. Terrific show if you guys don't check it out. And thanks to Ahmed for holding patiently, sir. Ahmed from Massachusetts, what's on your mind, sir?
Good morning, Mr. Whitener, and good morning, Mr. Carey. Thank you both for taking my call. A few minutes ago, you were discussing the Ukraine war. So I have a comment in connection with that. I'm open to correction. But I believe it's a fake war. And the first reason is that its name is like that. It's a starter. That is, Russia calls it special military operations, doesn't call it a war or something like that. The second is that Mr. Zelensky's office or dwelling has never been attacked. The third is that heads of government or state, like UK Prime Minister, I think Mr. Boris Johnson once visited there, and maybe people from the Baltic states like Latvia or Lithuania or something like that have also visited. So which person of that station will go into a war zone in right minds? And the fourth reason is that same people are on both sides. Why? Mr. Putin's mom is Jewish, as far as I know. Again, I'm open to correction. And how about the objective? I think the objective is just to impoverish West, particularly the United States, via military aid, if not economic harakiri through embargo or banning this business, banning that transaction. And knowing our weapons secrets, because they are being used, they are also being sold in the black market. So either party can get access to those weapons, be it Russia by being attacked, for example, and of course those are being sent to Ukraine, which is already I should say a viper pit for all sort of crime and smuggling and white slave traffic, so on and so forth. So that's all I wanted to say, that it's not a real war, and that's why it is being protracted, so that more and more is known about U.S. weapons and U.S. Dumps even more money into that area. That's all. Thank you again for taking my call. I listened to your comment.
Oh, yeah, hold. Yeah, please hang on there for the response if you'd like. I agree that this is being drug out, that it's these masters of war are making the most of it, funding both sides, and it's playing less you and him fight. And, you know, go ahead, Richard. Yeah, please.
I, too, Ahmed, never told my listeners to trust Putin, quite the opposite. And I do think that on a certain level, this is all theater. This conflict, even building up for 8 years as it has been, I think, however, although there must be some variation of this, and Putin knows this, for people whom all of these figureheads answer to, he can make decisions which can alter or vary how the outcome will be for Russia economically and regarding international trade. Military decisions can ultimately even affect these things, and timing and alliances, of course, along the way. Timing and alliances are very crucial. And so there is an element with the Eurasian shift, which is gradually occurring. And many people have been researching this as something that, with the decline in the West, is going to be inevitable, where a lot of traditionalism still exists in Asia, and that is to their advantage.
Yeah, I have an interesting twist to this thought that I call Russia to have the longest experience with Jewish people, because they have been there for a very long time, be it the region of Khazaria, that is between Caspian Sea and Black Sea. But I know also that Russian language is in Cyrillic script, but if it is seen in English, E-V-R-E-Y means Jew or Jewish. So you can call it every means Jew. So, that is, what I've heard is that if two Russians, or say Russian Christians, are arguing and they are getting frustrated, or they are losing patience, then they call the other person, "You are a Jew." So that shows that, according to me, that both sides are controlled by the same people and just making West poorer and weaker. That's all.
Well, yes, and I was going to add to my statement before the break, in addition to communism, I'm confirming from my research that stakeholder capitalism, pushed by the World Economic Forum, and this technocracy, this digital centralized control they're pushing us toward with social credit scores, these are likewise variants thoroughly influenced by and are forms of political Jewry, as I call it. Because, I mean, I really don't agree with the whole those who say they are Jews and are not, Khazar sort of blaming for everything. Because when you look back to the teachings of the Jewish people, even predating this, there, I think, are a lot of questionable, in the realm of superiority, parasitism, and just a superiority, as I say, to others, which kind of feeds the entire, even the commandments. I mean, everything is sort of a two-tier system. More than other major
I have
religions.
I have a very simple test. I'm not a Christian. I'm a Hindu. Exactly the term is adherent of a Sanatan religion, that is eternal religion, literally. So my acid test is that why no divinity acknowledged in Lord Jesus Christ? That's all. Why no divinity is acknowledged in Lord Jesus Christ? You may become a Christian or not become a Christian, that's another thing. But a person who is revered by such a large number of people in the world, why not acknowledge divinity in that person or in that messenger or prophet? That's all.
So, well, yeah, I mean, most intellectual Jews, even Orthodox, I mean, they philosophize against a belief in God or an afterlife, even many of them. And yes, yeah, so the other major religions, you don't see that. And the religions which have been repressed from the past of Europe, likewise, they, I don't know. There seems to be less morality and more gripping of the physical without regard for morality. That transhumanism, living forever thing. I think that comes from
exactly,
the Jewish people.
Exactly. And on the last thought I'll state is that Mr. E. Michael Jones puts in his book that among these people, even if you become Buddhist, that's fine. But if you turn to Christianity, you are really a pariah and a black sheep or whatever. That is, anything is okay, but acknowledging any divinity in Lord Jesus Christ is not at all. That's all. And thank you again for taking my call.
Thank you very much for the call, Amit. And I have to say, I think the problems we face with these masters of war transcends religion. But they use that as a tool. They always used it as a social tool against us to divide
exactly.
and pit us against each other. And thanks. I appreciate your correspondence, sir, as well. Thank you. I'll call again. Next, we have John in Tennessee. Hello, John. How are you, sir? Do we have John? John in Tennessee.
Oh, you got me now.
There
good morning,
you go.
Both
All right,
you.
Brother. Howdy. How are you?
All right. Your show this morning, broadcast this morning, has provoked two or three thoughts. I want to lay them out quick, and then you can comment. First of all, to John Stadtmiller, it's because of John and a little micro broadcaster that was 20 years or so ago on 103.5, west of the Tennessee River, someone broadcasting apparently on 1,000 watt coming off his computer to FM. I picked up this radio station, and it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I thought, this guy is nuts. Well, it turned out it was John Stadtmiller who was giving news 2 months before Sean Hannity and Wolf Blitzer and all the mainstream news. So I came to determine that Stadtmiller was either connected or he was a very bright man, and I think he was a very bright man. So kudos to John Stadtmiller. Because of the broadcast, I've been able to meet a lot of people, call a lot of people friends. One you talked to yesterday, Ralph, in Tucson. And then to kind of add a little bit to today, okay? If you believe the Bible, in Romans chapter 2, Paul speaking, and I'll just paraphrase it real quick. He says, you're not a Jew because you're circumcision of the flesh, but it's a circumcision of the heart. So those in Israel that are calling themselves Jews, a member of the tribe of Judah is not a race, it is not a religion, it is a relationship. Okay, that's my understanding and my belief. He went to his own. His own refused him not. There's 12 tribes. One was the tribe of Judah. He was their king. So through belief in him, we become Jews, not Judaizers, not Satan worshipers. And then one more thing, kind of add a little smile to your faces this morning. Who owns most of the jewelry stores? And is jewelry jewelry? I mean, think about that.
I thought of that comparison myself, John. Yes, it is very telling. Where would the origin have come?
So anyway, I do hope you follow through with Ralph. I've known him probably 15 years. I talk to him two or three times a week. He will give you the truth. Gentlemen, he is able to fully document with source documents. If you've read the book, Stephen, have you seen the book? Have you ever read it?
The Unseen Hand, yes. I was looking through that yesterday after he called.
He's got about, 100 pages of endnotes that cite source documentation. It's very well, and that's what he's been doing. He's never gone to college to teach history or to get a history degree, but he is so well informed that about 40 years ago, a college came to him and asked him to teach a class, and he told them he was not qualified, and they said, you are qualified. And so they wanted him as a professor. And he taught the class, and there was such interest in the class that the people that were attending the class asked if they could bring their family members. So Ralph was actually teaching students for a fee and their families for free. That's how much he believes and is able to prove what he says. So right now Ralph is 80, I think he's 83 or 84 years old. Still has his mind. He's still sharp as a tack. And I would suggest both of you give him some airtime because he will open up truths to you that you're not going to believe.
Thanks, so John. I plan to speak to him. I'm looking forward to learning from him. I've learned more from Mike Gaddy, who has Rebel Madman Radio at 3 p.m. on RBN today, that I had the whole time I was in school about the actual history of our country, especially the time period around the Revolution and the Civil War. I really look forward to talking to Mr. Epperson as well. That's the best thing for me about this gig is I get to talk to people who are so well informed that I end up learning more every time, and hopefully the listeners will as well. Now, do you remember the Unsent? I had heard that he was Richard, that he had done a 5-hour broadcast, Mr. Epperson, with Bill Cooper yesterday that they used to sell as a DVD. I hadn't found that yet, but I did find his book and was looking through it. It does look very promising.
Well, John, you still with us, sir?
Oh, I think you might have hung up. Sorry.
Okay. I was just going to ask like how he would briefly describe the book. Let's go wherever he wants to.
All right. Well, next we have Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom. How are you, sir?
Steve, Richard, I'm assuming you know I'm not some crackpot, right?
Would have never thought so, sir.
Okay. No, I don't think that anymore. No, just kidding.
Okay.
Anyway, I know this is kind of off the political bloviate that we're dealing with right now. But right now, since we have this Arctic air jumping down on the top of us, I did try to get through to Farron's group. But got to remind people that live in manufactured or mobile homes that they're living in the deliberate genocide of the federal government. They don't know it. So please go to gassingamerica.com or tominutah.us. That'll work. tominutah.us. And read the information and save your life. By the way, the people that are being sickened by this subtle, this insidious program that the federal government put in place in 1976, that can be construed as you having a case of COVID. We better give you a vaccine. So again, a tenth of the population of the United States, probably more than a tenth of the listeners of RBN, live in manufactured or mobile homes. And if you do, you need to see the data that I identified, 12, 13, 14 years ago, and has been taking people's lives, especially infants, elderly, handicapped, housebound individuals. Anyway, sorry to take you off the political conversation.
I had a quick question on another topic, Tom. I mean, I understand over at Rents, they're really pushing the idea that you have to stay away from the vaccinated people, that the shedding is significantly dangerous. I mean, I have trouble believing that you could get the equivalent of taking the injections, no matter what's in that toxic brew. Wouldn't you agree?
What drives me crazy, you know, I spent half my life on the AMA side of pathology, the other half on the natural or reality side. But what drives me crazy is they believe this bull caca that these pathogens can move through the air, you know, contact to contact, but in fact it takes fat, flesh, and plasma to move any pathogen.
And the shots...
Can you hold on through the break, Tom? We got it coming up. Sorry, Richard, didn't mean to... Yeah. Okay. Be right back, folks.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
All we need. Okay, welcome back, everyone. This is Thought Crime Live, and we have Tom in Utah talking with Richard Carey and myself.
Yes,
Tom, I wanted... Yes, go ahead.
Could he clarify, Tom, so you can clarify, it's no different with the shots, no matter what's in them. It couldn't be transferred without actually getting
direct
into the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Direct infusion is the only way it moves. I never cultured anything in the laboratory in air, never had any bacteria or pathogen jump from one petri dish to the other. It has to be transmitted in the fat, flesh, and plasma that every pathogen requires.
Yeah, so then that means being around these people, you're not getting affected by any mRNA alterations, if it is happening in others, any other toxins that could be in there either in any amounts to be concerned, like some of these people are saying. I'm sorry, Stephen, you had another question, but before, I know we have another caller, too.
Oh.
I don't know how we...
Well, let me just add this.
Oh.
Let me just add this. God and Christ obviously haven't got the memorandum from the CDC or the NIH or the World Health Organization, because what did Christ do? He walked up to the sick, put his hands on their head, and gave them a blessing. He violated spatial distancing.
Yeah.
What did he tell his apostles to do?
Right.
Lay on hands. Yeah, thanks very much for the call, Tom. I do want to get to the last caller. Joe in Indiana, sir. Sorry, we're out of time, sir, but what's on your mind, sir? Thanks again, Tom.
Oh, just,
Yeah, just briefly, because I know we're real short on time. You guys have a great show. Last week you had somebody on who was an expert in the southern portion of the Civil War, and it was a wonderful show, and I'm glad my kids were here to hear it, because I try to, counteract a lot of the things they learn in their so-called social studies classes and things like that, and hopefully I've done a pretty good job. I just tell them to keep your mouth shut and, try to talk to people, without jeopardizing your grades. But you guys have a remarkable program. You've got great guests. RBN has been wonderful. I like the respect that you give to John Stadtmuller. I actually met him once at one of those symposiums, and awesome. Wonderful guy. But RBN has been so instrumental in so many ways. It's helped me personally, and as far as knowledge, and even in medicine, and that's my background. And this whole thing with the fake shot, my instincts told me that something was really not quite right. But because of people like you that take all this time to do the research, it really helped me, as far as articulate to other people about it. It made me relearn things. I mean, when you're in medical school, you got to memorize things for your exams. But you guys had it down, with the whole RNA, messenger RNA. I'd maybe go back to my paperwork, But, God bless you guys. I mean, really, you have a great, great station, and you got a fantastic future ahead of you. Especially, I hope you bring that guest back with the South. I've learned so much about Southern history.
Thank you, Joe. Let me tell you that you can hear on Rebel Madman Radio today, 3 p.m. Central. He goes over the real actual history, Mr. Mike Gaddy. Yes, sir. I encourage all the listeners to tune into that. I'm very proud to be associated with him, and we were at an event last Saturday together here in Travelers Rest, South Carolina, called Fall for Dixie, and it was terrific. I met a lot of people. Wow. I met fellow hosts and listeners, and it was very empowering. It really, really made my year, and I hope to be doing more of those things in the future, and I want to encourage listeners to do that as well. And Joe, listen, if you'd like to, I would like to communicate, ask you some more questions if you are willing to leave contact with Sam as we go. Would that be all right, sir? I remember you calling before. I would like to pick your brain. And Richard, thanks so much for joining me today.
It was an honor.
As always, listen to Richard Carey weekdays at noon, Beyond the Official Narrative. Stay tuned for Lucas World right now. And then this evening at Casey Whalen will be up to White Rose. All right. I'm going to take
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.